Because We're Nerds, the podcast that covers trends and new releases in comics, movies, video games, board games, and much more. I'm your host, Caleb, and with me is my wife, Courtney.
Hello, everyone.
Today, we're discussing a bevy of MCU news, from the rage-inducing exit of Spider-Man to surprises from D23. What does the future hold? Well, find out on this week's episode of 'Cause We're Nerds. Well, Spider-Man is out of the MCU.
It's been a rough couple weeks.
A week and a half. Yeah, we skipped we picked a great week not to do an episode last week. Thanks, Jacob. yeah, all the Spider-Man stuff happened last week. So I don't want to dwell on this too long because I'm kind of sick of seeing all the articles about it, to be honest.
We've shed our tears.
We've been mourning. Just frustration.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just anger. So I don't want to dwell on this too much, but I figured, I mean, we got to talk about it. So what happened was last week there were reports that came out saying from Deadline saying that Sony and Marvel had split, that their contract to share Spider-Man was over, and there was a lot of reports on what it was or wasn't. Some said that it was due to Kevin Feige being too busy and wanting producer credit. Some said it was over money. All over the place. Finally, Sony tweeted out that it was indeed true, and that it was because Kevin Feige was too busy with all his new responsibilities, which I'm assuming is all the Disney Plus stuff, if that's even the reason. The reports is actually more what I'm leaning towards, that their original deal was Marvel got 5% of the profits of the first day of release for a Spider-Man film. Everything else went to Sony, mm-hmm. and Marvel wanted to renegotiate that for a 50-50 split. Some reports say that they were willing to go down to a 30-70 split. I don't know. Depending on who you ask, some people say it's Sony's fault, some people say it's Marvel's fault.
Oh, it's Sony's fault.
I mean,
they're stupid.
Well, the issue is, it's the only franchise Sony has anymore that people care about. It's the only thing that makes them money.
Right. So if they want to continue to make money, they need to be continuing their partnership with Marvel.
I mean, I'm so conflicted. On one side, I'm very much in Marvel's court, but I kind of understand why Sony wouldn't want to do that. They did just have a massive hit with Into the Spider-Verse. And while people didn't love Venom financially, it was very successful.
Wow. One successful movie.
Look, I'm not trying to defend them. I think they're probably going to mess it up.
Oh, yeah.
But
for sure.
I could see why, if it's your only big profit, why you wouldn't want to split that 50-50. That said, I think Marvel came in high, as you do when you're negotiating, mm-hmm. so they could get lower and actually be okay with that.
I mean, to ask for more than 5%, I mean, 5% is really low. And let's be honest, they probably wouldn't have been making the money that they did if it wasn't for Marvel helping them.
Yep, I totally agree with that. So, honestly, I think that this is going to come back later on. And they're
going to start trying to make it and they're going to realize how much they suck. And hopefully they'll come back begging.
No, that's not going to happen.
The next movie
is definitely going to be without the MCU, potentially after that, depending on how that turns out.
So does that mean they can't reference anything in the MCU?
That means they cannot reference anything in the MCU. Now, the good news with that is that the last movie ended with a cliffhanger that had nothing to do with the larger MCU. So the storyline that they have set up should be fine. The bad news is, where does he get his suits from? All that came from Tony and Happy Hogan, which now cannot be in the movies.
Right. Can't have Happy helping him.
No. You can't have any of that.
And you can't have good old memory of Tony.
Nope.
Tony, pushing him through something.
Nope. Tony can't be discussed, which honestly...
Aunt May lost her boyfriend.
Yep. She did.
Oh no. It just keeps getting worse.
Yep. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, many, many people have delved into this at this point. I'm sure if you want to know everything, Google an article. There's probably a BuzzFeed article about 10 things that the MCU Sony split means for Spider-Man.
Probably something just like that.
Yeah,
probably some YouTube videos too.
There's probably the word heartbreaking somewhere in there.
It is heartbreaking.
Five heartbreaking realizations. Anyway. All kinds of stuff. So on one hand, that's frustrating. On the other hand, though, as someone that really likes Spider-Man, I really, really enjoyed Far From Home. Homecoming, I had some issues with how much it focused on Tony. This does at least mean that the next Spider-Man movie will be about Spider-Man and not someone else.
That might not be true.
It's got to be about Spider-Man.
They can introduce someone new. Sony knows how to mess things up.
No. The villain, maybe. The story might not be good, but it'll be focused on Spider-Man. My issue is more of, well, now he can't appear in future MCU movies. That's where I more have the issue. I would prefer his standalone movies to mostly be standalone. Mm-hmm. And then when there's big event movies, him to be in those, like they did with Endgame and Infinity War. So I don't know. I think it's going to be weird because Marvel set him up to be the new face of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
A replacement for Robert Downey Jr. And now that is not going to be the case.
Yep.
Will it work and continue? And everything will continue. It'll be fine. But it will be a little bit weird, them never talking about him again. Unless, of course, they renegotiate a deal.
Are they not allowed to talk about him either?
No. The MCU cannot reference anything Spider-Man, and Spider-Man cannot reference anything MCU.
What if they're like, can they reference previous movies? Be like, you know that Far From Home movie?
No.
Break the fourth wall?
No. No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe, but they're not going to do that. I mean, if they make a Deadpool movie, that would be funny. Be like,
Deadpool Sony. Would so talk about how Sony is stupid.
Right? That'd be pretty funny.
He'd be like, did you learn nothing from Fox?
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. Honestly, what I think this means is I think we're going to get the Sinister Six in the next two movies now. Why do I say that? Because
that's the only thing Sony knows how to try to do.
Sony has been itching to get that Sinister Six out for years now, and without Marvel there to restrain them, I think they're just going to go for it. Again, on one hand, Sinister Six on film. On the other hand, Sony's in charge of it. So, not sure how I feel about that. I did love Into the Spider-Verse, but I feel that that's an anomaly rather than the norm, especially yep. because I think that had very little studio interference. And studio interference is what has messed up most of the Spider-Man films that have not been well-received.
Yep.
Yeah. Even though I like Amazing Spider-Man 2 for certain reasons, but the movie overall could have been much better. It had lots of problems. So anyway, that's really sad. I don't know. No Spider-Man Johnny Storm team-up now, which is sad.
There's a lot of sad.
However, maybe they fix Venom with the sequel, which Andy Serkis is going to be directing, and they introduce him there. That could totally happen. In fact, they've already been talking about characters they could introduce, so I think that's definitely going to happen. Whether or not that's in Spider-Man 3 or some other movie, I don't know.
Bring the black suit for Spider-Man 3.
Right? Oh, no.
Wait. That's what I meant.
Oh, no.
Return of the Third.
Oh, boy. Well, there's been a lot of jokes how Sony can't ever finish a trilogy right because they messed up Spider-Man 3. Mm-hmm. They never got to 3 on Amazing. Mm-hmm. And now this. Just to clear up some rumors, though, Tom Holland is still coming back.
Yeah, I have read that.
I've read either he's contractually obligated to or that he has the option to. One of the two, I think either way, he's coming back. The director, though, that's another story. Reports say that Marvel and Sony are fighting over him.
I wonder why.
Right. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. The whole thing could, I don't know.
Blow we'll see what happens. Into a million pieces.
We'll probably get a Spider-Man movie every 2 years, which is cool, at least.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm in if they're good.
Well.
If they're not good.
Look. If you do 1,000 movies, eventually one is going to be good.
Are you sure?
Sony has made good Spider-Man movies in the past. Mm-hmm. It's just the last few, except for Into the Spider-Verse, weren't amazing. Mm-hmm. But not every single movie has to be amazing. Anyway.
It's literally part of his series. Like, the amazing Spider-Man. That's who he is.
Yeah. By the way, speak a little bit up. The audio might cut out if we don't. Anyway. Okay, so that was the Spider-Man exit. What are we going to do for the rest of the show? Nothing. That was it, guys. Thanks for joining us.
He danced right out that door.
Right? No, just kidding. We are going to talk about D23. D23 is the event that Disney has every year where they talk about a bunch of stuff that's going to come on. And we're going to be talking about some of that, mostly Marvel stuff that they have announced for Disney Plus and what that means for the MCU. So, jumping right in, at Comic-Con, Marvel announced their Phase 4 slate for 2020 and 2021, which was interesting that it was only going to be those few years. And they announced, I think, 4 TV shows that were coming to Disney Plus, which were Falcon and the Winter Soldier, WandaVision, What If, and Hawkeye. At D23, they unveiled 3 additional shows that are coming to Disney Plus
dun, dun, dun.
In 2022, which are also part of Phase 4. The first one is Ms. Marvel.
Yes.
What do you know about Ms. Marvel?
She's Ms. Marvel.
Okay, so Ms. Marvel actually refers to several different characters. The specific one they are talking about is Kamala Khan, who was introduced within the last 10 years, I think. She took the place of the previous Ms. Marvel, which was Carol Danvers, who went on to become
Captain Marvel. That's about all I know.
Who was Captain Marvel in the MCU. Kamala Khan has weird powers. She can, like, it's almost like Mr. Fantastic. She can stretch and grow and stuff.
Yeah.
So that is going to star her. That's cool. The next one, which is probably my most anticipated one out of these three. The fans have been begging for years. It's finally here. Moon Knight is going to be a series. Now, Courtney, I do believe that you know absolutely nothing about Moon Knight.
Well, Caleb, you are correct. I know absolutely nothing about him.
A lot of people say that Moon Knight is Marvel's Batman.
Okay.
He is a dark, brooding character who, instead of wearing all black, wears all white.
Nothing like Batman.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know a whole lot about him, to be honest. I know that his powers derive from ancient Egypt, either a curse or something, and he's a little bit mad, like crazy, insane. He is traditionally part of the Marvel Knights banner, meaning he's typically more mature than a lot of the other things. Think like Blade and Punisher.
Okay.
The Disney Plus streaming platform is not going to do R-rated stuff.
I did read that.
Yep, it's only going to be PG-13, so this is probably going to be toned down a little bit. But that's kind of who he is. I'm really curious to see how they do this. Mm-hmm. His costume is a full-body costume. You can't see him at all, kind of like Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
He's got a cape and a cowl as well. Or a hood, I guess, rather. So that could be really interesting. I hope it's good. And then the next one, which is just like, what? Is they're doing a She-Hulk TV show.
What do you mean, just like what? She-Hulk is awesome.
She-Hulk is weird to do because it is the first out of these TV shows that they're doing that is not either A, directly connected to characters that are in the movies, like they're in it, or B, completely separate. So on one hand, we've got the movie ones, which are like Falcon and Winter Soldier, WandaVision, and Hawkeye. We've got the ones that are completely separate, like What If, Ms. Marvel, and Moon Knight. And then you've got She-Hulk, which is this weird in-between that none of the others are.
I mean, is she, though?
Yeah. So she is directly related to the Hulk. In fact, she's the Hulk's cousin, and her powers, I'm pretty sure, come from him. And she's also not connected to anything else either.
Okay, so, I get what you're saying.
So it's this weird, like, middle ground on how connected it is.
I'm going to say she's probably not going to be his cousin in the show.
I disagree. I think really? I think it would be weird for two people to have the same powers and not be related.
Well, I mean, like, for her, you could just say she was a scientist who was trying to recreate what he did.
I mean, I guess you could.
I mean, there are ways out of it.
There are ways, but it's still strange. And it, I don't know. The other big question I have is, are they just painting someone green? Is it going to be CGI? I mean, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Which normally doesn't have the budget for CGI characters, but at the right. same time, it's Disney Plus. And
yeah, but like for She-Hulk, she doesn't really look like Hulk.
No, but she's big.
She is big. Like, she's a tall, big woman. But I don't feel like it will require as much CGI.
No, it's not as much. But the question it boils down to is, do you cast a tall person for the sake of it and paint them green? Or do you cast the best actress?
You just hire the green giant.
Right.
It's all good.
Or do you cast the best actress and then somehow CGI them larger? Whether or not that's full CGI or camera tricks, which isn't CGI, or doing, like, just sizing them up, which is a much easier form of CGI. I don't know.
Maybe it's the whole show is on how she gets her powers, and the very last scene is her as She-Hulk. And then they don't have to worry about it until the last scene. And then season two rolls around and they've made the money and then they'll... I'm just kidding. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Don't do that.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
So anyway, those are the three additional TV shows that they announced for Disney Plus, all of which are very interesting.
Yes.
I'm curious how these are going to turn out, being more original than the ones they had announced previously. I mean, What If isn't, but it's animated, so it's different.
I'm really excited about What If.
Yeah. What If should be good. Which they actually showed a trailer for. I don't have anything written down for it.
There was a trailer?
No, we didn't get it. But D23 got it.
Okay.
Which had Peggy Carter as Captain America.
Yes.
But with the Union Jack, woo-hoo. So probably Captain Britain. There are Marvel Zombies, which was nice.
That's exciting.
Some other stuff. I think there was, who was it? Someone in a, someone who was basically taking the place of Star-Lord, a different character that we have. I can't remember who it was. So anyway, apparently there will be one episode for each film. So I guess they're going to take each film and say, what if this happened differently?
Oh, I like that. That'll be cool.
Yeah, that could be interesting. I hope that they do multiple seasons and after the first season, they go off and just do other random what ifs.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Just to stick to the movies would be very limiting.
Yeah.
But for the first few, I guess it makes sense to kind of bring people in.
Yep. All right. They also had a quote unquote surprise announcement of another film that they announced, which is Black Panther 2. Which is also going to be coming out the same year, 2022. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Coogler, who directed the first film, is returning to do this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but the surprise for me wasn't that this film was announced, but it was that it was the only film they announced because I expected them to announce more given that they had filled out that year with TV shows.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get more announcements maybe next year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, there's a good chance that, like, what happened with Spider-Man threw off their plans for that year or whatever,
You know what was embarrassing?
What?
They had a banner that they put up mm-hmm. with MCU characters on it, and it had Spider-Man on it.
Oh, no.
Yep.
See, they weren't anticipating that to happen, I don't think.
I don't know. But it did. So that was all the Marvel stuff for Disney Plus. However, there was a lot of other stuff they confirmed and talked about too. And I'm going to do just the random stuff first. We're not really going to dwell on these too much. There was stuff on Lady and the Tramp, which I don't really care about. It's another live action thing. There's a couple movies they're doing. One thing, though, that caught my eye, which I completely ignored until I watched the trailer, and I don't think you saw this, Courtney. It's a show called The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
No.
All right.
I have not heard anything about that.
So, Jeff Goldblum, the one and only, the MCU's own, the Collector, the Taskmaster? Wait, what is his name? The Grandmaster. That's it. The Grandmaster.
Oh, that guy.
From Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. You don't know who?
Sorry. Well, you said the Collector.
I know. I messed up.
So that threw me off. I'm like, okay, different movie.
Yeah. No.
Continue.
No. The Grandmaster from Thor Ragnarok. Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park. Everybody knows Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
He's a very strange man. And Disney Plus has decided to give him his own reality TV show, which is similar to Anthony Bourdain's, what's it called? Something Unknown. Realms Unknown. I think it's Parts Unknown.
I don't know.
Where basically, they just gave him a camera crew and said, go. So what it seems to be is him investigating random things that he's interested in. And talking about it with people and learning about it.
Okay.
And just because of him, this has me hooked.
Of course.
It seems like something that would be on National Geographic or the Science Channel or Discovery Channel. Any one of those types of shows.
Yeah.
Is what it seems like. And I think it's phenomenal. Check out that trailer. The Muppets is getting a new TV show next year, which I haven't watched The Muppets since I don't even know when. Muppet Treasure Island. Way back. Mm-hmm. But people like The Muppets, so maybe that'll be cool.
Not a fan.
And then there was, I don't know, random other stuff that happened. But more importantly, the biggest chunk of news, aside from Marvel, was stuff that was all about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So we're going to jump into that now.
So we just breeze by all the Disney?
I mean, what Disney stuff was there? They're doing a High School Musical series.
Lizzie McGuire's coming back.
Yeah, Lizzie McGuire's coming back, which is weird.
Did you read she's like 30 years old and lives in New York?
Yeah, I mean, that makes more sense than saying she's still in high school.
Oops, drop. Yeah. Well, not a dropout, I guess, but yeah.
I don't know. I watched Lizzie McGuire back in the day, but
I did too.
I'm not interested in that now.
I will probably watch a few episodes to see what it's like. Because, like, I like Hilary Duff in the TV show Younger. In fact, she plays an almost 30-year-old in New York. Pretty much sounds like the same thing.
They're just going to be reusing footage.
No, because that one's definitely not Disney appropriate. But whatever.
Yeah.
There's other things, like there's a Christmas movie coming out called Noel.
I said there's a few movies.
Yeah, you just kind of went, eh.
I didn't think it was that interesting.
Of course you did.
Well, what else you got?
I mean, you said it all. It's fine.
Okay.
A lot of changes to the parks.
Yeah, but that's...
Those were announced.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
Fine.
We're mostly talking about Disney Plus.
Okay.
All right. So the first big thing that came out for Star Wars was our first trailer for The Mandalorian, which is the first ever live-action Star Wars TV show, which is being done by Jon Favreau, who did Iron Man and Elf and Iron Man 2 and many other things.
You know him as Happy.
Happy Hogan, that's right. What did you think of this?
Oh, I thought it was really cool and really, like, intense.
Yeah.
Because it started, and I did not know that you were playing, like, for this TV show. I thought it was for the movie coming out in December. And I'm like, man, this is kind of dark. Got stormtrooper helmets on, well, heads on a spike. And I'm like, that's kind of intense for a movie that's coming out. And then as it started playing, I realized that was not what it was for. But yeah, it's got a different feel to it already.
Right? It looks really good. It reminds me a lot of the tone of Rogue One.
Mm,
and
yeah.
I I quite enjoyed Rogue One.
Rogue One was really good.
So I'm really looking forward to this. The world very much looks that Rogue One aesthetic, which is mm-hmm. the originals, but expanded. And I thought it worked really well. If you don't know, Mandalorian is a race of people. That is what Jango and Boba Fett are. So the armor that those two characters wear is a traditional Mandalorian armor, which is why the main character in this show has similar looking armor, and it's called the Mandalorian.
It's not one of them?
No, it is just a different Mandalorian character.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. If you actually look, the armor is pretty different. The colors are off and stuff.
Okay.
So it's not Jango Fett or Boba Fett. This is set after the Return of the Jedi, a few years after, where the Empire has collapsed, but the new government has not taken hold yet. So everything's kind of chaotic, and it follows him as a bounty hunter, which is pretty cool. There is a, not IG-88, which is an existing character, but a new character called IG-11 in this show, which is another bounty hunter, who's being played by Taika Waititi.
Oh, then it's going to be great.
Taika Waititi, of course, directed Thor Ragnarok and played Korg in that film. I think this looks great. This has sold me. I was not sure what this would look like. Mm-hmm. I kind of expected it to have a smaller scale, again, because it's a TV show.
Right. I will say, just in the stuff that I've seen for this Disney Plus, in general, everything seems very high quality. Like, they have put in the money to get you to come.
Definitely. And that's part of why I'm not sure how She-Hulk's going to turn out, because with the level of stuff that this looks,
mm-hmm.
if they do that with She-Hulk, maybe it does look like a film, and then they could shell out the money for CGI and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this definitely sold me on this concept. I am very excited for this. Next up, speaking of Rogue One, there is a character in that movie that was kind of a Han Solo type, if you remember.
I do remember.
At the beginning, he killed a dude.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's name is Cassian Andor.
Mm-hmm.
He is also getting a TV show on Disney Plus. It does not have a title yet, but it is a prequel series, of course, because if you know what happens at the end of that movie, everybody dies.
Yep.
It's a prequel centered on him, which starts shooting next year. So that's probably going to be coming in 2021 or so. Which, again, I really liked Rogue One, so if it's anything like that, I will be game for it.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, and perhaps the most exciting thing. Let me look at the list. I think this is the most exciting thing. The most exciting thing to come out of D23 is finally
a Mary Poppins attraction in Epcot.
No.
I couldn't resist. No.
Finally, after years and years and years of rumors and speculation and hope and outcry and fan petitions, we are finally getting Obi-Wan Kenobi back. Ewan McGregor is coming back as Obi-Wan Kenobi for a Disney Plus TV show. Thank you. This was my idea. I pitched it myself. And that is going to start shooting next year. So I'm assuming that the Cassian Andor series and Obi-Wan will both be in 2021. But this is really exciting. There had been rumors for a couple of years that it was going to be a film. And then when Solo didn't do so well, Solo did very well. When Solo didn't do as well as Disney wanted it to do, that kind of shelved all those side projects. And we didn't hear anything else about the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. It has now been moved to a TV show, which I think is actually a better format for it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If it's anything like The Mandalorian looks, then very excited. when is it going to be? I don't know. Sometime after Revenge of the Sith and before A New Hope. You've got, like, I think 30 years there to play with.
So much time.
It's a lot of time.
Guess what, guys? 1 year for each season. You're getting 30 seasons.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
That would be a lot. what is this going to be? I don't know, but there's been a lot of speculation. Mm-hmm. This is going to be taking place around the same time as the Solo film. So closer to A New Hope than Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
And that could mean a couple things. In the expanded universe, the one that's still canon, Obi-Wan did eventually meet back up with Darth Maul, and he killed him. But they could potentially do that again in this TV show, seeing as Darth Maul was a surprise reveal in Solo, and it doesn't look like Solo's going to get a sequel.
That would be cool. I kind of forgot that happened.
Right? They could actually pull that from that movie and continue it elsewhere, which was, I think, the most interesting hook from that film that it left you with.
Yeah.
Side note, I would be down with a Solo TV series. I don't think anyone else would.
Oh, I think that would be but fun.
I would totally love to see that story continue as even just like a one season limited series. I would like to see that story end.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Obi-Wan series is very exciting. Don't know what it'll be. Old man in a desert, probably. But very good.
Yes.
Moving on. Star Wars The Clone Wars was a TV show that got canceled before it was ready to end when Disney purchased Star Wars back in 2014? 2013? 2012? One of those years?
I don't know.
They announced a while back that they're finally getting a, well, finally getting a final season to wrap up all the storylines. It's been several years since it's been on the air. And that is going to be coming next year in 2020 for you Clone Wars fans.
Did you ever try watching it?
I did start it. And I really enjoyed it, and I just got sidetracked, and I have not been able to go back. But this news actually made me remember that, and I might try to circle back around soon.
Gotcha.
Because it was really good, and I really enjoyed it. If you've seen the Clone Wars movie that came out in theaters, don't judge it based on that, because that movie sucks. Hardcore. It is really bad. But the TV show is good.
Gotcha.
So check out the TV show. And that's all the Star Wars stuff. So that's a trailer for Mandalorian.
No, that's we got another trailer.
Well, all right, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
That's different. Sorry. That's all the TV show Disney Plus Star Wars stuff.
Thank you.
All right.
I am sorry. Then, I didn't want to forget the other.
Then yesterday, they released the trailer that they showed at D23. Which they are calling a sneak peek, which kind of starts with a journey through all of the all of the main films thus far, and then ends with a new trailer of sorts. Mm-hmm. Courtney, tell us about it.
Oh, man. Best part. The last scene. You've got Rey. It's just, I don't even know. My jaw dropped. I don't know how to put it into words.
Rey is in a black robe and holding a red lightsaber.
Well, yes, but I mean, like, but what's cool about her lightsaber is she, like, presses this button and it, like, drops and it becomes this, like...
It's a double-sided lightsaber like Darth Maul's that can fold up to be basically two blades that are side by side. Which is really cool.
Yes.
But I don't think that's real.
What?
I think it's a fake out. I think it's probably a vision in the movie or something. I don't think that she's actually going to turn to the dark side.
Well, I mean, I wasn't so much thinking about it, that being what that is. I was more just excited for the lightsaber. Because that was cool.
The lightsaber is cool. I have never seen a lightsaber design like that. And there are a lot of designs out there for some funky stuff. So I'm impressed that they found another way to invent a new lightsaber. I really liked that part.
Maybe she just wants you to think she's gone to the dark side.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe. I think it's probably going to be like a vision. Like, this is what could happen if you don't fix yourself. Ooh, spooky.
Is that going to be, you know, given from...
That's what Yoda says.
Oh, that's Yoda?
He comes back and says that exactly.
Oh.
Overall, I really enjoyed the trailer. I did not hate The Last Jedi. I actually quite liked The Last Jedi. When I saw it, I said it was my favorite. I need to watch it again.
Yep.
It's got the highest highs.
Are we going to watch like all of them?
We might.
before.
We might.
I feel like we should. I don't know if I can go through some of those, but...
I think that it's got the highest highs, but also the lowest lows of any Star Wars movie. Mm. But this
like
one...
Like Porgs.
Right.
Those are the high highs. I'm just kidding.
But
maybe not.
This one, it definitely feels very JJ-esque, which is a good thing and a bad thing. Hopefully, we actually get some solid answers, especially why Palpatine is returning and what that's all about.
And who is Rey's parents?
Palpatine. She's baby Palpatine. Just wait. In 50 years, she's going to be so wrinkly, you won't even be able to tell who it is.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that was good. And then also, Courtney, you have not seen this yet, but right before, actually right as we were sitting down to record, I saw that they released, this is completely separate from D23, they released the first trailer for Titans Season 2 for DC Universe.
Oh, yeah, definitely didn't see that.
Which I saw, which I don't think the trailer itself is a well-put-together trailer. However, I think the season itself looks good. I really enjoyed the first season, so I am glad to get back in.
Yes.
And that's everything I've got from this past week. Courtney, do you have anything else?
No, more just like park stuff that they announced. They're doing a Marvel Land.
They are.
In Disneyland.
In California.
Yep. That's the only other like, well, and then the Star Wars Hotel.
Which is ungodly expensive. It's like $3,000 per person.
He did cry about that.
For three nights.
I'm just kidding.
I'm very sad. I was talking to a guy at work about it, and I'm like, don't worry. You'll be able to go in 10 years when it's all run down. Prices have dropped.
Oh, I don't know. If you start saving now.
If I ever hit it big.
That's what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
Not pay off student loan debt or...
No, I texted another one of our friends, K. Chris, and I was like, look, man, we might have to man cuddle to make this work. We might have to split this.
We might actually have to share a room.
And share a room to make this work.
Yes. We have a Disney trip planned with these friends and... We're not sharing a room this go-around, but if we were to do the Star Wars Hotel, we would definitely have to do something. I feel like 10 people in a room.
Yeah.
Everybody split the cost.
I don't know. That is the rumored price. They did say that it can change a little bit, but I mean, it's not going to change enough to make it cheap enough to just go.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if we could use points on that.
I don't know. Anyway... well, that was that, and this is this. It's time for what you've been up to. So, Courtney, have you been up to anything of note?
I've been watching some TV.
Okay, what you been watching?
Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin.
Yes. They uploaded season 5, which is the final season, on Netflix, and I have been watching it. And I'm almost done, which makes me really sad because I do really enjoy that show. It's a really great, funny, over-the-top show. It's just funny. And we've been watching The Office.
Yep.
Which I'll admit, I used to say that I was not a fan of The Office. And I know a lot of you are in shock right now. But the first time I gave it a try a few years ago, I was just not impressed, but we are well into season 2 now, and we're laughing through every episode, so really good.
Yep, good stuff.
I can't think of anything else that is worth noting.
That's kind of the boat that I've been in.
What have you been up to?
A whole lot of not anything interesting. The only thing that I could think of is I've played a little bit more of Persona 5.
Yeah.
Which I started maybe last year or earlier this year. I don't even remember.
It was earlier this year.
Okay, so I started earlier this year meaning to play it, and then I just got busy. So I've jumped back in. I think I'm up to like 6 or 8 hours now. I'm still not that far in because it's a 100-hour game.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker. This movie, or this game that got great scores is really good. Who knew? Anyway, if you want to know more about it, go check it out on something else, because they'll have more to say about it. But it's good.
Does, I know Chris from the CNC Power Hour, he streamed Persona 5, didn't he?
That's a good question.
Do the streams save?
They save for a certain amount of time and then they don't.
Okay.
I told him that he should set up the YouTube export so that they can be saved forever. I do not know if he did.
Gotcha.
So if you're interested, you can go check.
Mm-hmm.
But chances are he didn't.
And that's okay. You've done some painting?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yes.
No, not since I've recorded.
You painted this weekend.
Oh! I thought you were talking about something else. I painted miniatures. Just a tiny bit. I thought you were talking about that digital thing I did. Anyway.
Nope.
I did a little bit of miniature painting for the Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid board mm-hmm. game. Which, they're coming along nicely. Very slow. But that's more my fault than the painting's fault.
Well, I feel like it's because you're doing a really good job adding the nice detail. Like, you're making sure they look nice, as they should be.
Well, it's mostly because I don't work on it that often.
Well, that's true.
Because it doesn't take too long, at least for what I've been doing. I've been painting the putties. It doesn't take too long to paint them. If I did one from start to finish, maybe... I mean, if I just really wanted to get it done, I could mm-hmm. literally get it done in, like, 5-6 minutes. Mm. But I'm probably spending 10-12 minutes per total. Yeah. It's kind of hard because I pick one up, do a thing, and then I pick the next one up and do the same thing. So yeah. It's kind of hard to judge
just how much
per item.
The last time you recorded, had you talked about starting the Power Rangers TV show over?
I think I mentioned that, yeah. We've watched a couple episodes, but not since.
Gotcha.
So anyway, that's pretty much all that I've been up to. That's worth note here on the podcast. Which is why, Courtney, it is time to bring this episode to a close. A refreshing 43-minute episode. Fantastic.
We did great.
You know who else does great?
Taylor Poole.
That's right, Taylor Poole. Please check out Taylor Poole, who did our opening and outro music. He is wonderful. You can find him at taylorpoolemusic.com. That's taylorpoole music.com.
And when you're done with that, head over to CNC Power Hour. They stream Magic the Gathering on Sundays and video games during the week. They are doing some stuff to their office space type area, but you'll just have to wait to see. I don't think that's done.
I don't think it's done yet either. And while you're waiting on that, you can go over to our website and check out cuzwarenerds.com to find all of our very many episodes, 87 at this point, which cover a wide range of topics, including anime, video games, board games, movie, TV, other stuff.
And much more.
Kickstarter. check it out. It's a great way to share the show. Thanks for listening to 'Cause We're Nerds. Stay up to date with all the nerdy news and podcast drops by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also leave us comments and feedback at cuzwerenerds@gmail.com. That's cuzwerenerds@gmail.com. And as always, if you enjoy this podcast, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We'll see you next week, and as always,
stay nerdy. So while we've been recording, I've been watching this bug travel around your room.
What?
Over there by your pops. Do you see it?
Why didn't you kill it?
We were recording! Which is pretty good, because it started all the way over here in the corner. It's made pretty good distance.
No excuse.
Okay. I don't know if I can get him.